There's an effort underway to build a teaching curriculum around Vermont's African-American Heritage Trail. As VPR's Steve Zind reports, organizers hope much of the money to create the curriculum will come from individual donors.
Vermont's African-American Heritage Trail includes sites as well-preserved and well-known as the Lincoln Home at Hildene, and as little-known as an old stone foundation where Daisy Turner, the daughter of ex-slaves, lived. This year marks the third year since the trail was established. Now one of the people who helped create it wants to take it a step further. Curtis Reed Jr. is executive director of the Vermont Partnership for Fairness and Diversity. Reed says establishing the trail was part of an effort to add more diversity to what Vermont offers visitors. The next step is to create tools to teach those who live here.
It's really about Vermont children understanding the full expanse of the history of Vermont as it relates to, you know, the role that ethnic and racial minorities played.
Reed is hoping to raise $35,000 by the end of May through a crowdfunding site called GoFundMe. Much of the money would go to pay a consultant to create school lesson plans that meet core curriculum standards. Reed says additional money would be raised through grants with no state funds involved. He says currently educational materials used by schools contain little about Vermont's minority history.
You learn about the state constitution prohibits slavery. But beyond that, there's not much more that's in the curriculum that really focuses on the role that Black Americans played. You know, the fact that, you know, the Ethan Allen boys were multiracial, or the Buffalo Soldiers were stationed here, or, you know, the work of Alexander Twilight in terms of much more progressive education for girls.
Reed says geocaches installed at each site by the end of this year will also help attract young people. Geocaching is like a scavenger hunt where participants make discoveries using a smartphone or GPS. Vermont Commissioner of Tourism and Marketing Megan Smith says there's been an initial burst of interest about the trail in travel publications. If it's successful, the crowdfunding project to create curriculum will also help the state promote the sites.
We've had travel writers come explore the trail. We've had writers just pick up our press releases. So that's been our big push so far. But I think we need something new to talk about to do the PR piece. And I think the educational component will be terrific, as well as the geocaching.
Smith says it's too early to know if visitors are being drawn to the African American Heritage Trail. She says the state has little money to spend on advertising, but there's been interest at trade shows from tour guides and companies that have a strong minority clientele. It's hoped that interest will eventually translate into a more diverse group of visitors coming to Vermont. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.